Famous last words.
No, it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to happen.
That's for sure.
Because it is now 5 o'clock and I'm going to call this meeting to order if all are good with that. It is 5 o'clock. This is the July 27th meeting of the American Rescue Plan Act Special Committee. And we are now in order. All right. Could you call the roll, please, Natalie?
Well,
here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Levine.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
And Sperry.
Here.
All right, everyone's here and accounted for. Thank you. Our first order of business is to approve the minutes and transcripts from the June 29th meeting. If I could get a motion to do that.
Motion.
And the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, those minutes are approved. We're gonna take things out of order just a little bit because Legislator Stewart's gonna join us at 5:15 or so. So I would like to jump into resolution 340, which is the ARPA food security and access. And what we'd like to do with this is, remember last week we had a conversation about some of these resolutions were in the capital projects and we wanted to move them out of capital projects and put them more in just straight up ARPA funds. Y'all remember that brief conversation we had about that? So that's what this amendment would do, is actually just take it out of the capital project 600 and turn it into a resolution that stands on its own. Natalie, is there anything else that I need to say about that?
No, that's all. Just when you motion it, we'll motion it as presented before you to include those amendments.
Sounds great. So if I could get that motion.
Motion.
And a second on that. Great, that was Legislator Sperry. And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. So the amendment passes. So now on the resolution as amended. So just so you know the history of it. So there was no action taken in ARPA on the June 29th. It was postponed in health on July 6th. There was no action in public works on July 11th, and also no action in ARPA on the 13th of July. So we scored this already. It made a total score of 70. It hit 67 on the goals and mission, 86 on equity distribution, 68 on community impact, and 38 on financial management. Some of the concerns that were raised about it was that it was a single-time grant program, that it wouldn't strengthen the vital public services long-term, that it was difficult to tell the outreach, that the bulk of the spending, two-thirds, is on development of a one-time report, and only one-third of the spending is for programmatic response. I think what I'm trying to remember where we left this stand. What I was remembering, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought Dennis Doyle was going to go back to look at this one. Wasn't this Dennis and Amanda were going to look at this and try and rejig this a bit, or am I remembering this incorrectly? Anybody have any remembers?
I honestly don't remember.
Where this stood?
I think that was the case. I think Chris just hopped on. Chris, for the food security one, the plan was for Dennis and Amanda to go back and do a little bit more work on it, right? I think they were supposed to come back.
Amanda and Chair Bartels were trying to set up a meeting and discuss it more. So that's where that one stood.
Okay, so Chris, so you know, what we did was we just approved an amendment just to move it out of capital projects and have it as a standing on its own. So we did that. Okay. So I think if the work hasn't been done on it, I don't want to take this any further tonight. We can't really. So what I'm going to just suggest is that we take no action on this. And as Chair Bartels and Amanda go and do whatever they need to do with it, then we'll see it either at the next meeting or the following meeting. So unless anybody has any issues with that, that's what I'd like to do. All right, great. So great. Moving on to resolution 400. So this is the what we were calling the farmers, support the farmers, but it now has a much better name. Legislator Nolan, thank you for that much better name. It's now called, it's the fund, what is this, the fund? The Ulster County Agricultural Crisis Relief Program. Thank you. Sorry. Let me say that all one time. The Ulster County Agricultural Crisis Relief Program. So again, thank you so much for your really thoughtful work on this. I think it's been really well thought out, and I think there's generally a lot of support for it. And what I'd like to do is open the floor to questions from the committee. Because what the next step that I'd like to do with this is I'd like to raise any questions tonight, get your feedback, and also give it a little space for questions back and forth. But I'd like to send this now to the scoring process so that we'll be able to take this off, score it before any of the committees actually have it in front of them. So what I'd like to do now is just open the floor to any committee members who have any specific questions for Legislator Nolan, or Legislator Nolan, if you want to actually give a little, if there's any brief presentation of an update. And Natalie, did you want to chime in, or?
Do you want to get a motion to discuss this?
Oh, yes, thank you. Can I get a motion to discuss it, please?
Motion to discuss.
Thank you, sir. And a second, please. Thank you, Legislator Sperry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thanks for keeping me honest, Natalie. I appreciate that. I'm turning the gas on today, so I'm just going to fire through this meeting. But I do want to do it correctly. Legislator Nolan, please let us know what your process has been and sort of where you're at now.
Thank you. The big step forward for this program is creating the resolution to bring it forward and a budget for the amount of funding we're requesting, which is $2 million. The budget we've been working on to fill in details and develop a clear plan for a program to implement this. I'm going to say when rather than if funding is awarded. I have developed a budget narrative, but I've only just sent it to the team that's working on this, so I didn't send it to the committee yet. I thought it'd be good to have a little bit of dialogue. I can tell right away that one of the things I forgot to mention is that all of these farms are dispersed throughout Ulster County, which is something that would be in the scoring matrix. And I didn't mention in my budget narrative, from which I think we'll be able to develop a briefing, a summary of this for the ARPA committee. I would look for guidance from Nate and Chris, and I didn't send this yet to Tim, I apologize, about whether or not you think it's far enough along for us to request or be happy with it going for scoring. We'd like it to score well, and I'm not sure that we've touched all the bases we should. So are there other thoughts on that? I'd like it to move along, but I also don't want to have it not put its best foot forward.
Deputy Executive Kelly.
Thank you, Chair Criswell, and thank you, Legislator Nolan. And my apologies, Legislator Nolan. And you sent me materials this week, and fully admit I haven't gotten to it. We're happy to look at this. We really want to do something in this arena, and I agree getting it right is important. And luckily, with this meeting gives us that opportunity to potentially do that and still move with some expediency, maybe, Chair. Like, I don't know. But I think, Nate, if you're open to maybe tomorrow spending some time looking at some of the technical stuff or assigning it to staff, I think that would be really helpful for Legislator Nolan. Sorry to call you out in this public meeting, but this is a friendly group at ARPA, so I figure it's okay.
But I do want to say that I was able to check in with Nate last week and about the resolution, and I feel like that's in pretty good shape. Both the legislative clerk and, as far as I understand it, Nate were happy with that. So if I guess I would say if we were for some reason to score poorly, if we would have an opportunity to revise and then resubmit for another scoring, then perhaps it is ready. I think it's really close. Nate, what do you think?
Yeah, I do think we're getting close. I love the details. I saw your email from just a little while ago. I started reviewing, but didn't fully read it. I look forward to it. I think there's a lot of great things that are getting fleshed out. And I think you do have, probably in the backup materials, the budget. And so I think there is a lot there. Definitely the major, the amount of the funding, how the funding might be broken up, and the uses, I think, are all there. So I don't see why if it couldn't go forward, and we see how it scores, is what I'm thinking.
Thank you. I want to make sure that the committee feels like they have enough backup to really understand the distribution of the funds. So if you feel like Legislator Nolan, if there's something that you need to revise a little bit more or refine, we could push the scoring out just a few days if you need a few days for that. And then we could send that revised material out with the resolution again, and then have that go to the scoring process. Is that something that would be helpful for you?
Yes, that could be great. I could give you a little narrative that about the budget categories to explain why those numbers are there verbally tonight if you want, but that's what's in the draft narrative that I just sent around to Nate and Chris earlier, just a little while ago. The process of scoring would give us some information that would help us potentially refine the proposal. So I just
want to say, to date, we have not gone and rescored anything. And so I'd rather not do that because we haven't done it with any other resolutions. I'd rather we have it in a place where we felt like we had the right material, we all clearly understood it, could score it, and then move it forward. So if you feel like it would be better to have a little more time with it, we can take the, we can give you some time, get the materials, and then we can just score it at our next meeting, which, I don't know, is there an urgency around this that you feel, we have to get this done right now, or can we give it till our next meeting to get it into that process?
The urgency comes from the farmers who are asking us for the assistance, but not from any granting, or deadline that's external. So I think what you're proposing makes a lot of sense, especially if I can send you those materials tomorrow or Friday and you can circulate them and get that process started of the scoring once you have the full materials. That would be great.
Great. I think that sounds right. And in terms of the money getting from us to the farmers, that's going to be a process anyway. So it's not like we're cutting checks on next Thursday. So I think that, if we take our time with this and get the materials we need, score it properly, I think it will have a stronger position when it goes to the committee. So committee members, do you have other thoughts on what you need to feel comfortable with this or better understand it?
No, I'm good.
Legislator Sperry.
No, I'm good as well. I just wanted to say that, it'll be helpful to see the narrative and the budget and the breakdown that Kathy mentioned before obviously I'm supportive of it in general, but more information is better. So thank you for providing that.
Great. Legislator Levine, do you have everything? Do you feel like you'll have everything you need?
I think that's at this point, yes. I don't see an issue with being able to score it with the information that's provided. So no issue on my end.
Okay, great. So I guess what I'd ask you, Legislator Nolan, is if you could just coordinate with Deputy Executive Kelly and with Nate, and then eventually with the clerk's office, with Clerk Kelder or Clerk Feaster, whoever's back in action at that time. So
great. Happy to have your advice and follow that advice on that.
All right. Again, it's a great program, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it, in full information. So thank you for that. All right. I'm going to continue moving this along unless anybody has anything else on this one. All right. Great. And so, where are we at now? We are at resolution 400. Can I have a motion for discussion for 400, which is 402. Got my papers a little. 401. Nope. 401. 401. Let me go backwards. 401 here. So that's the community wellness hub as part of the Crisis Stabilization Center renovation. So a motion to discuss.
Motion.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So what this is a part of our Crisis Stabilization Center project that we're doing. And Deputy Executive Kelly, you want to talk about this specifically? Could you give us just a little?
I can jump in.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, good. So this is, like you said, it's for the Crisis Stabilization Center and Wellness Hub for the building on 368 Broadway. This is for the architect and engineering firm that's going to be doing the design. So we had an RFP committee. I believe we had about six applicants. They all came and they walked us through their vision, their plan, and their costs. So basically, the committee reviewed and we picked the architecture and engineering firm who we thought had the best vision and overall plan.
Great. And so now this is in addition to the purchase cost, right, but it's well under where we've allocated for the total cost of the project.
Right. Yep. So the total cost of the project is $3 million. The acquisition cost was $2 million. So this is another $175,000 of the remaining $1 million.
Got it. Okay, great. That sounds good. Are there questions from the committee? Because what I think I'd like to do with this is, I don't think we need to score this. This isn't really a score-worthy thing. I mean, it's a project of something that we've already scored, voted on, moved forward, and it's just one next piece of the project puzzle. So unless anybody has questions about this, I'd like to actually suggest that we just vote on this tonight and move it forward. Great.
Good.
Seeing no problems with that? All right, great. So I think I would just like to call for a vote on this resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. So it passes unanimously. And then resolution 402 is simply the contract for what we just approved. So can I have a motion for discussion?
Motion.
And a second? Second from Legislator Sperry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay. I don't think we need to do a lot of discussion about this. I think that we just did it. So I'd like to call for a vote for the contract that supports resolution 401. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. That passes unanimously as well. So, all right, great. Legislator Green, could I get you to mute yourself, please? Thank you. All righty. So next on the agenda is
Mr. Chairman. Do we have Legislator Stewart here yet, or
we do not? So I'm going to move on to some of the other business items that we have, and just a couple things. One is that. Clerk Kelder, could you talk about the reports that that we've received and sort of where we're at in that process with reporting?
Sure. So per resolution number 505 of 2021, the county executive today provided for us the quarter two ARPA submissions, as well as backup journal entries. So they were just provided with our office today. I put them in the OneDrive for you all to take a look at. And obviously Amber will review them when she comes back from her vacation. But other than that, they haven't really been thoroughly reviewed by our office at this time.
So what I asked Clerk Kelder is that once those are reviewed, you know, we all have an opportunity to look at them, but I want to get just sort of a summary, so we're not having to really do a deep dive about all the committee members into it. If we could just get a little summary of sort of where we're at, do we feel like we're at where we're supposed to be at? You know, is there anything that seems like it's out of sync? And, you know, I think that can be just a short report just to make sure that everything's moving along as it should be. So if you feel comfortable with that, I don't know if that would come from Nate or where that would come from.
I don't mind if it comes from the clerks. But our division did prepare it. I think briefly, just to give a quick verbal report, I'm happy to say that I think the U.S. Treasury portal, how we submit online, was a lot smoother this time around. So that looks like it's getting better and easier for us, and we're getting more familiar with it. There's always the two major categories that we're reporting to U.S. Treasury, which is expenditures and obligated funds. And this is just by memory, but expenditures, I believe at this point, are over 2 million. And obligated is, I think we hit 5 million on that. And that's largely due to the purchase prices because we're in contract for 21 Elizabeth. And I think we also had 368 Broadway. So that's how that shifted a bit.
Great. Well, thank you for that. And I think it's going to be interesting. You know, last meeting, we talked a little bit about as we start really spending the ARPA money, what things might change a little bit. You know, are the things that are going to go over cost, are the things that are being under cost? And so this will start to shake out more toward the end of the year, probably. But, you know, I think it's important that this will sort of be our next phase of work, I think, as a committee. Once we sort of get all the approval pieces done, I think it will be more in lines of tracking and making sure that all the projects that we said we were funding are actually being funded and where they're at in that funding process. And Deputy Executive Kelly, is there anything else that we're going to be keeping an eye on, or is that pretty much what?
If I'm looking at certain projects, there's the water and sewer one we did for the Rep Quality In project. Really, the markers on that project for me are REPCO closes on the property, owns it, and begins to move in the direction that makes that project a reality. And then we release the contract to the town of Ulster and they can start on water sewer. But there are certain internal markers that these projects need to hit for us to feel comfortable that it's moving in the direction that, you know, the legislature intended and that we intended. So small business, Tim is, we're wrapping up the CARES 1 funding and now we're moving into this next phase to start releasing applications for the next round of small business relief. So that's forthcoming. We're just literally, I think tomorrow at 1:30, I believe the non-for-profit will be wrapped. And I know I've gotten a lot of inquiries from legislators. Thank you everybody for your patience. This is kind of a first time process that we've ever engaged in, but I would expect in the next week or so, we're going to be ready to announce who wins there. So, you know, a lot of appropriation and work was done in the first part of this year. Now we're doing like the actual, like get the money out the door stuff. So that's all. I mean, it's just watching those things, I guess. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I'm envisioning is sort of a new type of tracker that we have going on here, where we're looking at projects and we're sort of seeing where they're at and like what the end goal is. And as we're going along, you know, just tracking its progress and tracking its funds. So I think that will be sort of stage two, like I said, about our work as a committee. Great. Hi, Molly, welcome. Yes, Legislator Green.
Yeah, I don't have the agenda in front of me. I apologize, I'm on my cell phone between meetings. But I wonder what is going to happen with the rest of the ARPA resolution where we have funded this Communities for Local Power for 3 years, but that was a relatively small part of the project for low and moderate income energy retrofits. I can't tell if it's on the agenda today.
It's not.
But I would like to add.
Yeah, thank you. It's actually not on today's agenda. My understanding of where that was at was that was going to be going back to Dennis Doyle for some revamping and more conversation. Deputy Executive Kelly, if you know anything more about that.
I have the same recollection as that. I've currently got contract management and ARP working on the contract for CLP for the 90,000 for the position. And then Dennis was going to, not completely back to the drawing board, but to continue discussions on the other part of the program, which I would imagine Legislator Green and Legislator Bartels, who appeared to be, I mean, obviously the most engaged in that part of the technical conversation, would be contacted. And I think we made that commitment to you, Legislator Green.
Great. So what I can promise you, Legislator Green, is that we will put it on the next agenda if there's something to discuss, or at least I'll put it in old business to make sure that it stays on our agenda and is part of our ongoing conversation.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And I saw Legislator Stewart joined in. So if we want to go back to the top of the resolutions, if I could get a motion for discussion for resolution 289, which is the parks program.
Motion.
And a second, please. Legislator Sperry, great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So this resolution is the continually transforming resolution. And thanks for your patience on this as we try and get it right. So what has happened so far is that we had one amendment on this, which was reducing the 200,000 max to the 100,000 max per project. There was no action taken in ARPA on 6-1, 6-13, and 6-15, and there was no action in Public Works on 7-11, and also no action in ARPA on 7-13. We still have not scored this. I don't know if I thought we did for some reason. I felt like we did, but Natalie and I went back and we scoured everything. We did not score this one yet, which I was really surprised, but I somehow thought we did. Does anybody from the committee remember scoring this specific one?
Yeah. I thought we did too.
I thought we did. And I went back and I looked in my files. I couldn't find scores for it. So I think we were still waiting to get this last piece of the puzzle figured out with the concept of in-kind and get the percentages straightened before we did it. So what I'd like to suggest that we do tonight, two things, is that there's an amendment to this resolution which will clear up those items. Then I'd like to suggest we have that, once that's cleared up, we get the final resolution sent out to the committee, we score it, and then next time we meet, we vote on it. So does everybody feel comfortable with that process? Great, okay, but in the meantime, we actually have some business. So I want Legislator Stewart to have a moment to talk about the final adjustments that are being made in this.
Great. Well, it's my understanding that the version of the resolution that came out that you received today is the final version. And under this, what we did was we added in-kind language, and then we had some clarification as to how that in-kind language would work.
When you say we, could you clarify who you vetted this through and what that process was about?
Sure. At the last, I guess a few weeks ago, Chair Tracy Bartels had asked me to present this resolution to the breakfast meeting of the town supervisors to gauge their response. And I did that, and actually Manager Joe accompanied me on that breakfast meeting to provide moral support. It received overwhelming support among the town supervisors. Something like 8 or 9 of them actually spoke out in favor of this. And when I presented it to the sorry, my dog is going crazy. when I presented it to the town supervisors, I presented it not as like a sales pitch, but as you know, wanting to get their feedback. And they were the ones who really were in favor of the in-kind language. And as the in-kind language reads now, it says that it would be a 50-50 match, you know, from ARPA funding and the municipality's funding. And of that 50% match on the part of the towns, that they would be able to use 25% of that as in-kind services. This was something that the town supervisors appeared to be very much in favor of. They also expressed a belief that, you know, this ARPA funding for this resolution was desperately needed because other funding sources for these park projects are unreliable and difficult and unwieldy and take forever to get any money, such as like CFA grants. And so they liked the idea for that reason. And they also pointed out, I believe, I can't recall which supervisor it was, but they also pointed out that this is funds that, you know, could be used immediately. Most of the town supervisors, like I said, of the eight or nine that spoke out, they all said that, you know, they have park projects in the works now, and, you know, they need this funding, and this is funding that they would be able to use right away. And in fact, that was also just made clear to me earlier today in a conversation I had with Melinda McKnight of the town of Hurley. So like I said, we got great feedback from the town supervisors. Also, the executive's office has expressed, you know, their backing of this resolution. I've had numerous conversations with Executive Director Chris Kelly. I've also had conversations on it with Executive Director Mark Ryder. Dennis Doyle was involved in those conversations, and he was very much in favor of this in-kind language and seemed to think, you know, that was not going to be a problem. And then earlier today, I spoke with Nathan as well. So thank you all for, you know, providing your input and guidance on this resolution that has gone through many, many different changes.
Chris, so, did Eric just give you a title change, and did that come with a
pay? Good. I'm not sure if you included my pay bump within that change of title, but I look forward to that discussion in our budget.
That's great. So, I also had
sorry about that.
No apologies needed.
Oh, there you go. It happened in ARPA, so it must be true. So I had a conversation with Chris this morning just talking about the precedent in using in-kind donations, and he assured me that it is something that has been done, and it's something that they are prepared to track in a way that makes sense, and they can, because I was concerned about that. How are you going to take all these services and find some sort of equitable way to actually, you know, monetize, say what's the monetary value for this? And I felt convinced after our several conversations that will be fine. Yes, please.
I just want to add just two pieces to that. So we'll work with the planning department and purchasing, and what we can do is, just going to set standard rates for different sets of services, and that'll apply across all of them. I mean, I know towns will charge different things, but we have to set a standard. The second part is, I want to set the realistic expectation. This is not going to be a complicated application process because of the way you've structured it, which is a good thing, but these are all coming back to you. These are funding contracts, individual contracts for over $50,000. So I don't want the supervisor starting to call me at next breakfast and saying, where's my check? It's going to take a few months here. It'll take at least in September-ish in order to get those out, maybe October, because you're talking about 20 contracts. They're going to be standard. They're going to be templated, but it's a process, and it's going to be on top of all the other work. So I just wanted to set that expectation. That's all.
No, that's good, and we should definitely set those expectations with the town supervisors, so they're not banging on your door. That's great. All right, so what I'd love to do is, I really want to get this out of our committee. So what I'm going to suggest is that we, if I can get a motion to accept the resolution as amended, is that what we need to do, Natalie?
So I think it's the will of the committee. We wanted to amend it and postpone it. So then everyone for it tonight. So yes. You can do a motion and vote to amend.
Correct.
And then we'll do a motion and a vote to postpone.
Perfect. That's great. Or I can just, so I think we can amend it and then just take no action on the resolution as
that works too.
That's what I'm going to do. Okay, great. Okay. So could I get a motion to amend this resolution as presented in the most recent document to you?
Motion.
And a second, please. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. So that so the resolution is now amended, and my recommendation is that we take no action on this, but we will send this out. Yes, Legislator Corcoran.
Are we gonna get this to scoring?
I was just gonna say that. So we All are right. going to send this out to be scored so that we will then take it up at the next ARPA meeting for the vote.
Great.
Great. And again, thank you everybody for your patience on this, but I do think it's important. Those details had to be figured out, and I think it will serve us now that we figured out those details. It will be clear for everybody moving forward. So thank you for your patience, and thank you, Legislator Stewart, for your patience with this. And
Well, certainly, and my thanks to you guys as well. So,
all right.
Thank you, Eric.
All right.
Thank you.
Moving on, I think our last bit of business here is we have Director Wiedemann here, who just put something in his mouth. So I'll riff for him while he swallows.
Well, before you go to that, I was going to ask if you had time for a little joke.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Fill in, Kathy.
This is, you know, a little filler. Given the comments from Legislator Stewart's dog on this, I think his proposal should be considered to come from the ARP committee.
Oh.
Okay. And we're back.
Wow. I give you points for actually saying that. Yes. It's awesome.
It's what I do instead of dyeing my hair a different color.
That's awesome. So what I want to do is just to cue this up, Tim, is that, you know, we've been talking about this, and you know, Tim has given us a good presentation on the Main Streets program, and I'd like to move this to a scoring place. We're talking about scoring it without the actual resolution, and I want to let you know why. Tim and I talked about this. So Tim, I want to just give you the floor.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I'm sensitive to whatever feels most comfortable to the committee. But I think in this case, what I think we've done is outline the program as it would be designed. We've asked for some feedback, gotten a little bit of feedback, and made some revisions according to that feedback. The step of putting this into contract language and a resolution is really kind of a mechanics of how to move it forward for votes. And as I've been observing the committee's work, it seems that your kind of practice has been to get to the point where you have a resolution, and then, as you're doing with the prior resolution, kind of hold the resolution while you score. And so I just figured it would be worth a conversation with you all to see if you're comfortable moving ahead with scoring the proposal, which is really the details of what the project and program would look like. And then based on that scoring, we could certainly put together resolution information and contract. I think all of the pertinent details of what would be in that resolution and contract are in the proposal. So I'll just kind of refresh. There's a request for $2 million. excuse me, the details of the awards, which would max out at $250,000, and the criteria for selection, including a scoring rubric, as well as the framework for evaluation, which would be similar to the not-for-profit application process and review process, where we'd have a panel that involves the legislature and executive. And then the key thing being that the contract that you would see would be a contract to subaward the funds to USITA, which would then administer the programs and handle the individual contracts with the ultimate awardees. And so, you know, happy to go, you know, back to the drawing board and put together a resolution and contract language if that's necessary before scoring, or if I could get your sense of the legs of the project before investing that time and effort, I'd be grateful. So,
committee members, anybody have a comments on that, thoughts on that process rather than what we've been doing typically?
I'm
So the ask is that we just vote without scoring?
No, we're not. No. Score it.
Sorry.
Score it based on the presentation.
Got it.
And the presentation that we've been given, rather than having Tim put it into resolution language and then vote scoring on the resolution, scoring on the project.
Got it.
And I'm up for either. It 6-1 for me, but I understand the value of this. If we score it, in this process, it could give Tim good feedback for actually crafting the resolution, or we could have him just craft the resolution and score for that. So the will of the committee on this one, I don't really care.
I'm the same way. I mean, I think I have enough information on it. I don't mind scoring it.
Craig, do you have an opinion on this?
If there's a procedure that somebody else wants to follow, I'm for that too, but I've got enough information to score it.
I personally think we can make this up as we go along. Craig, do you have a thought on it?
I agree with Legislative Carpen. Yeah, I've got enough. Okay. I'm comfortable moving forward.
Aaron, Megan, any decision from you about this? You're fine.
I would say on my end, obviously, the more information presented to us, the better. But I don't necessarily have a strenuous objection to scoring it without having it in resolution form. I don't think that's necessarily a deal breaker on my end.
Okay, so clearly it's the will of the committee that we move this forward to score it. So we'll get that information to you, and then we'll get the scores back. And then Tim, once we have that, and then if you could start crafting the actual
resolution. Yeah, exactly. So with that scoring, would be happy to then move it forward to prepare for next resolution deadline so that we can have timely submission, get you guys reviewing then resolution language for what obviously would be a vote by this and probably a couple other committees. So happy to do it that way. That makes a ton of sense. Thank you for the feedback, and I'll look forward to hearing from the committee.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. I don't have any other old business on the agenda. Is there anything else that anybody has? Do you want to introduce your dog, Molly?
She's like really into politics today. I don't know. This is Juniper. She doesn't understand personal space.
Clearly. She's actually very, very beautiful. So.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I see.
The generals are in the room. They can hear everything you're saying.
Sorry, generals. Just do a little two-timing here. All right, so if I don't see anybody else who has any old business, nope. All right, I will call for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
In a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm assuming no. All right, great. Thank you for your attention tonight. Have a great evening.
Great job, Peter. Thanks.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
See ya. Thanks very much, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.